on later and how I came to really pronounce his name well, because I'm still doing the Pulisic.
Yeah, that's right.
Pulisic is?
Yes.
It's not Pulisic or
I think it's Pulisic.
All right, I'll try. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to have him in for a couple of seconds. He's coming to the studio. I want to know about tour life, caddy life, behind-the-scenes stuff, and then get into the Philpott question. And that is, at dinner, if I want to invite someone over to the house to cook out, hang out on the back deck, put on some Ella, and just chill a little bit, give me the good dudes. Give me the good players. Give me the good caddies. Because that helps me pull. Because I want to pull for guys that are good 100%. Dudes, right?
100%.
Yeah. I need Caden to go ahead and make it to the major leagues in a hurry. You probably do, too. Because I want to know, all right, man, who are the good dudes?
Who's nice?
Right. Who is worthy of my fandom? So we'll do that for a couple of segments. And we're going to preview the U.S. Open with him. U.S. Open starts in 25 minutes.
I'm so excited. This is going to be a fun day.
Oh, yeah. And then Jim Anthony's going to be here. Mr. Anthony, I hope it's okay to call him friend. I got to check with him. I know Luke thinks it's okay. You think it's okay. And Dr. Martin thinks it's okay. But I got to keep asking this question. Mr. Anthony developed the Cliffs, and he tells these wonderful stories of Billy Graham. He tells these wonderful stories of Jack Nicklaus, him and Jack Nicklaus fishing, and Gary Player and Tiger Woods. And anyway, he's got a new development. He's coming to the studio with us. And I just I don't want to age him. He lies to me and tells me how old he is. I know he's much younger than that because he looks younger than that. He's in great shape. But he's got a new project out. And his fascinating life, I keep imploring him to write his memoirs. Because, man, what a story that guy is. And then Paul Strelo, Clemson heater recruiting continues. So we'll talk about that coming up. And then, Ashby, obviously, we'll get into the Jack Leggett news, the North Carolina and Oklahoma news. We'll get into the Braves now. Now, you know what?
Watch
I mentioned
out.
This a couple weeks ago, or last week sometime, and now it's kind of, you know. But I'm still not panic mode yet there. South Carolina gets a commitment in football and an offensive lineman. And we've got all the tee times to talk about and give you live updates from Shinnecock Hill, Southampton, Long Island, New York, including weather include in today, which is going to absolutely – somebody turn the fans on up there because it's going to be 45-mile-an-hour winds at times. It's going to be carnage. And I'm telling you, if you break 80 today, you got a chance to win the U.S. Open.
Oh, my God.
Today will be the highest scores in the history of the first round of the U.S. Open.
It's going to be that crazy?
Yes. And I can't wait. We'll tell you how you can watch it, by the way, and what all that looks like. Let me quickly do that now. At 6:30 this morning, we're turning on USA Network. Because we've got round one broadcast coming on at 6:30. So, Ashby, there'll be times you'll be doing the show, or we'll be doing it, and I'll look over at you, and you go, Mickey, you got a host here. You got a host. Oh, by the way, how about me nailing the Open one in a row?
Killed it.
You know how you do those? You go to warehouses, and you see that it's been 912 days since we have an accident? That's one in a row, man. I didn't drop the ball on the Open. One in a row.
Hey, you know, to start a streak,
yes,
there has to be the first one.
The journey of a million miles begins with the first step.
Chapter one.
Yes. Now if I can just get in all the breaks on time, that'd be nice. Might be asking a whole lot.
We got this.
Or else you're waiting in the wings over there because it might be the Ashley Mixie Show Friday. Who knows, man? Keep dropping the ball like this. How's life over there for you?
Life is great. This is our first show where it's just been you and me in the studio in 17 years. Since then, I've gotten married. I've had two kids. and I've taken out
all right,
a
I gotta
mortgage.
Ask you this. Women think of this, right? By the way, do you practice writing your name like with like his last name?
I do not.
Okay. But you got friends who do that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have kids' names picked out?
Yeah, I do.
So like will you let's assume that it's Kate.
Uh-huh.
All right. Which I hope so, because man, I love that dude. Never met him. I love that dude. Will you do like the maiden name? Like, will your son be Mixon Grice?
No.
That's what Drake is. Drake is a.
He's a hyphen.
Name. No, it's not hyphen. It's my wife's maiden name is Drake. So he's.
But see, that's a cool last name to be a first
Mixon's
name.
Mixon's a cool name.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, don't give me ideas.
Mixon Grice. Do you have like family names?
Ashby's a family name. Ashby's my dad's middle name, right. Actually.
How about that?
Might have to work that in somewhere.
Well, Drake's middle name is Michael. And then Isla's name is my wife's grandmother's middle name. So anyway, you got to go through that tree to pick them all out, man. You know?
I love a family name.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. But yet two, the good Lord's going to bless you, and it's going to just change your life. It's going to be awesome. What are we going to do in segment two today?
We're going to talk about a one-sided rivalry that I didn't really know existed.
All right.
Between the U.S. and Australia.
All right. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. Now, you're not talking about politically, because politically they're at different stages now, too. So, anyway, we'll talk about that. Looking forward to that. With that said, Tech said, I heard you did a Brownell's press conference yesterday.
Yes.
You had some questions of Brad Brownell yesterday?
I was so happy, Mickey. Let me tell you this. I had a friend text me and say, are you going to the media availability in June to talk about basketball? And I said, of course I am. Of course I am, because it's that time of the year where anytime that we can hear something fun from Coach Brownell or Coach Poppy, I'm eating it up. Are you kidding me? It's something to talk about, something to think about, and really great stuff from both coaches yesterday. So had a blast there. Great turnout. And I'm excited for both teams. They're going to be fun, man.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun there for sure. Looking forward to that. So segment two, what are we going to do?
We're talking about the rivalry.
Oh, that's right. That's not a rivalry.
That's not a rivalry.
Okay. With that being said, let's get into today. Jack Leggett, Ring of Honor. We'll talk about his career and what that means. Who else is in the baseball Ring of Honor? Good news for North Carolina. Good news for Oklahoma. Bad news for West Virginia and Georgia. 12-7, North Carolina beats West Virginia to advance to the finals. And in case you didn't see that last night, Oklahoma just jumps all over Georgia early and stays on them. And they went 11-4, eliminating Georgia, eliminating West Virginia. North Carolina, Oklahoma begin a three-game set Saturday, 8 o'clock, in the best two of three. Sunday is 2:30 in the afternoon. And then Monday, if necessary, 7, Oklahoma and North Carolina. The Major League Baseball, we talked about what happened to the Braves. The Braves dropped the suspended game to the Giants 7-2. And then last night in the game we had here, Giants won 7-5. Braves don't pitch all that well, and to be honest with you, on a little slide right now. I'll ask Braves fans, we'll get into this at some point in time if it continues like this. What is the level of concern? The Braves have lost 6 of the last 7. But still have a 6.5 game lead. They've lost 3 in a row, 6 of the last 7, and it just doesn't look quite right now. But, again, that's 162 games. You're now 73 games in, almost a halfway mark. You got a good lead, but still, you don't want to lose 6 out of 7.
Yeah, I mean, you've given yourself a cushion, which is right. Great. Everybody likes a cushion. However, offensively, it hasn't been great. Your 5-9 guys have been, you look at their batting averages, you look at their stats, it doesn't look like a team that's in first, to be honest with you right now. So got to get that, got to get some pitchers back healthy. It feels a little bit like a free fall right now, but when you get people back, I think it's going to be better.
Managerial change for the Phillies. They've been playing much better baseball since, so we'll see. Hey, quickly across Major League Baseball yesterday, Mets down the Reds 9-1. It was the Royals 6-2 over the Nationals. Marlins pounded the Phillies 12-4. Astros 4-2, double up the Tigers. Padres 6-1 over the Redbirds. It was the Dodgers beating the Rays 5-4. D-backs beat the Angels 8-1. Blue Jays over the stinking Red Sox yesterday. Had to get that one in. 3-0. Yankees double up White Sox 10-5. It was a Brew Crew over the Guardians 9-4. Cubs down the Rockies 8-6. Orioles beat the Mariners 5-3, and the Pirates pound the A's 12-4. We had FIFA World Cup yesterday. Late last night, it was Austria downing Jordan 3-1. Don't see LeBron in here. It was Portugal and Congo tying. Two things come out of this. One, Cristiano Ronaldo plays terrible, and it's talk of him maybe not playing, and can you take that legend out of the lineup? And two, the Congo dancers. And the Congo, the guy that poses like a statue for 90 minutes. Have you seen this?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. The Congo dancers. I'm going to send you both of these during the break.
Please.
And there's one dancer. And then you got one guy who's standing like a statue, totally still for 90 minutes as his team ties Portugal 1-1. Nice job by Harry Kane. Nice job by England beating Croatia, or as Aisha Speed says, Croatia 4-2.
Where's Belgium?
Yeah, Belgium did not play yesterday. Ghana downs Panama 1-0. Colombia 3-1 over Uzbekistan. So we are now through the first. Everybody's played a game now. Nobody's played two. So now we go into wave two. Today, the Czech Republic against South Africa, 12 o'clock on Fox. 3 o'clock on Fox, Switzerland and Bosnia-Herzegovina. 6 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, Canada and Qatar or Qatar?
Qatar.
Qatar. Did I tell you my Qatar joke? I told Will this.
There ain't no telling. Come on.
Someone said, posted on Twitter. If you're a soccer fan, you'll know this. Name three Qatar players. And the guy goes, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, and Keith Richards. 6 o'clock tonight, Qatar and Canada. And 9 o'clock tonight, Mexico and South Korea. Don't forget, friends. Not that you could. But the United States and Australia, we can talk about in segment two. 3 o'clock tomorrow on Fox. All right, U.S. Open, 6:35. I'll give you the favorites. I'll get to all that from you. And Luke will give us a lot of that stuff coming up. Gamecocks get Clayton Lee, an offensive lineman, three-star offensive lineman out of the state of Florida. Lot to do, a very, very busy show coming up, and want to tell you that, yeah, we're right with this, so we'll take a short break. Yes, all right, take a short break. We'll come back. Australia and United States, one-sided rivalry in segment two of the Ashley Mixon right after this.
Upset you missed a show today? No problem. We've got you covered with every hour of every show on our podcast page. At theroarfm.com. Touchdown! And on the Roar app. Download it today.
You know that phrase that someone has forgotten more than you'll ever know? That's what I feel like with Eric Snyder and Snyder Treek here. Because you look at the team, you look at these, at what these guys do and how long they've been doing it. I mean, let's talk about it. Jay's been there for 37 years in this business. Luther's been doing this for 25 years. Scott for 23. John for 20. I mean, these guys have been doing this thing. Levi's been doing this thing for 15 years. These are certified arborists and been doing this for that long. Brent, 10. Stephen, 8. Caleb, 7. Nathan, 11. Kerry, 8. These are just right here in Greenville. They got them in Charlotte as well. So you want experience? There's nothing that's going to happen in your yard and at your work that they hadn't seen before. Let's mitigate some tree issues you might have, power lines or roof lines or car lines. So parking lots, let's talk about that kind of stuff. Let's talk about trimming and pruning and tree and shrub care. Let these folks take care of you and all the great packages that they have. And we're talking about pruning and spring nutrients guides and fungicides and insect control. Let the folks at Snyder Tree take care of you. 833-4-MY-TREE, SnyderTree.com.
We got your summer.
Got to take care of this. And when they say there's something for everyone at Elkmont, then you're going to love that. Now, here's an idea that no ties. I love that. I did an ad yesterday for them. They don't have a single tie in the whole building. So you can't buy your dad a tie. But you can buy your dad all the Vuori stuff. You can buy your dad the Birkenstock stuff. You can buy your dad the On Running shoes. You can buy your dad the Clemson Game Day apparel stuff. You can buy your dad hammocks. You can buy your dad paddleboard stuff and kayaking stuff and, I mean, really cool stuff. The best, like, belts and clothes and shorts, like, just awesome stuff. Camping equipment. You can buy everything for your dad there. Go by and see them. They got a great Father's Day sale going on right now, 93 and 123 in Clemson. If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson, we love that. We love that dads everywhere will be getting this. And if your dad's local, like, do the gift certificate stuff because he's going to want to pick it out himself anyway. Do that. Great friends, Elkmont Trading Company, wishing you a happy Father's Day. I sent you one. Before we do segment two, any way at all we could turn to USA Network because in 8 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, the broadcast comes on. In 8 minutes, they'll be teeing off, and there'll be carnage even at 6:35 in the morning. I'll give you a weather report here in a second, but we're going to get wind gusts of 35 to 45 miles an hour, and it's just going to be just an awesome day. For us golfers, we love carnage. We love, like, just – guys shooting in the 80s. You'll see a bunch of numbers today that begin with the letter of the number 8. Snowman, 80. So higher than the temperature up there today a lot of times. All so right. Looking forward to it. It's on now, yes.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When there is wind.
Yes.
How much does it take for you to actually notice a big difference in your score?
It's a great question. Depending on, I mean, it's there's not an easy answer to that. And depending on your ball flight, like certain guys are higher ball hitters, certain ones are low. Certain ones, they can find a way to, you know, you can flight it down and all stuff. Depending on the golf course and how firm and fast the conditions are and all that. But for the most part, at their level or at the average at a 10 handicaps level. I mean, 10 handicappers got a lot of side spin. The side spin is accentuated by the wind. So these guys don't have a lot of side spin on. They get it straight. So
okay.
At their level, you know, 20 miles an hour is a factor. 15 miles an hour is a factor. We'll ask Luke that. So when you get and the main thing there is the gust. Like if you can have just a steady, we know the direction of the wind, mm-hmm. 20 miles an hour all day long, that's not a major issue for them. Gust and the wind's changing, and then the severity of how firm and fast it is, and how hard the golf course is, and how hard the greens are, and all that—that's that plays into it. So, 20 is about that term. 20 miles an hour is a very good wind to play to notice a difference in golf scores. In.
Okay, and then anything over that, it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, when you get to 25 and 30,
whoo,
that's where it's going to be. Almost impossible.
Madness.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be yes. So, if you want a quick weather update?
Please.
Okay. Today from Southampton, New York. Right now, it's currently, well, we got low of 65, high of 74 today. And winds at 20, but, or winds at 15 to 25 with gusts to 40 or 45.
45 is crazy.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Goodness gracious, they're going to blow away.
Yeah, tomorrow you'll get winds at 10 to 20. It'll still be significant there. 10 to 20 on Saturday, and then Sunday down to 5 to 10. But here's the thing. Shinnecock is out on the end of Long Island. Like, it's out there. Southampton, like, way out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the golf course sits up on a high level, high land. So there's nothing to block the wind. Like, it's tough.
That's so fun. I bet it's so beautiful up there.
Luke just texted in. He's coming in here in a few minutes. He said, I have a perfect example for the PGA on that.
Love it.
For the PGA Championship.
Let's do it.
On that. All right.
Perfect.
So, with that said, segment two with Miss Ashby Mixon.
So, this kind of started yesterday because I was sitting in Coach Brownell's press conference, and they had their kid camp going on. And in the back, all you could hear was tiny little voices going, USA! USA, while Brad was talking. Hilarious to me. And he said, this might have been sparked from our new assistant coach, Coach Chris Harriman, who's from Australia, right?
Down under.
So I'm thinking about this. We're talking about how he's going to be big for getting international players, bring a different perspective, all this kind of stuff. And Brad says, like, when's the U.S. play Australia? And we say Friday at 3. And he's like, oh, we dodged a bullet here, because that would have been some crazy trash talk coming from both sides. And apparently, there's a lot of trash talk that's coming from Australia right now about the World Cup and just in general, their feelings about the U.S.
Really?
Yes. So, okay.
Sports-wise or political-wise?
No. Sports-wise.
Okay. All right.
So, apparently, back in 2000 at the Sydney Olympics, there was a swimmer, a U.S. swimmer, who published all of these diaries, like athlete diaries.
Yeah.
And in one of them, he was talking about going up against Australia, who's, you know, really good at swimming, whatever, and said, you know, in my head, intellectually, like, I know that this is going to be a really tough matchup for us. And they're a really, really talented team, and they got some great swimmers. But my heart says that we're going to smash them like a guitar. Okay? Well, Australia took that one quote and completely ran with it. And they tortured this guy, and he couldn't get any sponsorships. And when they won one thing, they were, like, strumming a guitar based off of it. And it became a whole thing, to the point where this guy was giving an interview, the American, and was like, no, it makes my eye twitch to think about it 25 years later. Like, it was so bad. And so it started kind of this whole thing of you know, a swimming rivalry between the U.S. and Australia, which Australia's been really, really, really good at that recently. But it's kind of bled into this World Cup. So on December 5th, they were announcing, you know, the schedule for this whole thing and who was in what pool and whatever. And when it showed the U.S. drew Australia from pot two, a CBS network analyst said, oh, that's great for the U.S. That's a layup.
Oh, no.
It's a layup.
No.
And it was just his first instinct.
So now they're going to do, if they score, they're going to do the basketball layup for him.
And so Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
They have been going insane over this quote. Going insane over the layup thing.
All right. You're mad about it because you're saying that they took the guitar quote and they took the layup quote too far.
No, I think it's fair, but I think that this is the first time I'm hearing about it on the U.S. side, right? And this has been their whole mentality for the last 3 months.
Right.
It's been their bulletin board material. I think it's very, very dangerous to have a team that's fired up like this.
You're worried about tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
It makes me worried.
Yeah. The Australians are extremely competitive people.
Yes.
They're big sportsmen. All right? And it doesn't surprise me that they pulled the Michael Jordan. They took a quote. You know, Jordan would even make up quotes.
And I took that personally. Yes.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see. You mean make you feel better?
Yes.
It's going to be okay. We're better than them.
Yes.
And they're going down.
Yes.
Okay. And it's on our soil, and it's not going to happen. And we've got all the momentum, and now we know what's at stake. We're good. We're golden. It's going to be like a 2-1 deal. We'll take care of that.
So I'm looking up, is Christian Pulisic going to be able to go? Is he going to be able to play? I know he's been dealing with the calf injury. He's been training separately. But if he's out versus Australia.
We're fine.
Okay.
We're fine. USA's 15th in the current rankings, and Australia's 23rd in the current rankings.
Okay, think about that like it was football.
Yeah, number 23, number 15 at home. We got this. So we've got to change the mentality. For so long in soccer, we've had the defeatist mentality around here.
No.
What we got to say now is, man, no, we're back. We're better. We're the best team.
I think they are better.
Okay.
I really do.
All right, well, put your faith in that, knowing that we got this. And we're going to dominate like we dominated Paraguay. It won't be that bad. It'll be 2-1. We'll take care of it. Maybe 2-0.
They'll knock it out. All right.
Yes.
I like your confidence. I'm just saying, yeah. Watch out.
We got it. We got it. Don't worry. It's in the bag.
Mickey, they going to sub you in?
No, we'd be in trouble then. Some fat old guy out there sucking wind. I'd be the guy standing in the middle of the pitch, not moving. Or I'd be cherry picking. We can't cherry pick in there because you got the offside stuff.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you could take one person that you know in real life and you had to stick them out there.
Milstead.
Okay.
Former college soccer player and current triathlete. He's in great shape, man. The guy's a cyborg. So, nah, he's good. That'd be – Hennis would be one, too, because Hennis could just run for days.
He would never stop running.
Yeah. But I had to think about it because, man, I don't have a whole lot of friends that are in any kind of shape.
I'm a little offended that you didn't immediately go, Ashby, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm worried about your knees. I wouldn't put you out
no
there.
No chance.
I was at the beach last week, and I was reminded, man, we've got a health epidemic in our country. But more importantly, we got a...
Of people bringing speakers to the beach? Yeah, we do have an epidemic of that.
No. We have a health epidemic. And the other side is we've got a fashion epidemic. Because people were wearing some bathing suits they shouldn't have been wearing. And way too much meat for the bowl, man. Like, you got that big belly hanging over, man. Clothe thyself. Some Dunlop's going on. Man, Americans, I feel sorry for the all-you-can-eat places around there.
I don't. They're killing it, man.
They're crushing it. Yeah, they're crushing it. That's good.
I think tell me if I'm wrong. I think it's a self-awareness issue.
No, I think they're aware. Well, the clothing part, yes.
Yeah, the clothing part.
Yeah.
self-awareness.
Yeah.
Friend, mix in a shirt.
Yeah, just wear something baggy. You know, I don't need to see all that.
Mix in some culottes.
Yeah.
Something.
We've got a lot to get into here today. So Percy gets in. Don't forget, Elkmont carries the poncho shirts now. I don't even know what poncho shirts are. I read it. I know. I got to look this up. Poncho shirts.
I'm on it.
Got to see what that looks like. So, Texas said, seen a lot of Aussies learning about Bass Pro, and they're really full of envy here. So, yeah, there's nothing better than Twitter right now, seeing the soccer fans from all over the world coming to the country and being inundated with our luxuries that we have here in this country.
I felt a little twinge of emotion yesterday when I was on Twitter and I saw a whole bar in Boston full of Scottish people singing Country Roads.
They do it in Scotland. They do it in Ireland.
It's so cool. And then they went to the Red Sox game and they played, what's it called? 500 Miles?
Yeah.
And they sing it the whole game.
They know that. Sweet Caroline stuff. You see they ran out of beer.
It's so fun.
Yeah. All right, during the break, I sent you two videos of Congo fans.
Yes.
You got to watch those. Let me know what you think of that. Well, we've got one open phone line segment. Then we've got guests like for days. Interesting guests, though. So short break. We'll come back. If you have anything to get in online, on the air, let me know. Love to hear from you. Much more to this.
Sizzling scores all summer long.
And he makes the catch!
The Lure.
By Metals. Best Buy Metals does an incredible job with the roofing, with the siding, with the metal buildings. If you're a contractor out there now and you want to open up an entirely new way of thinking about roofing, then let's go Best Buy Metals. Let's get in touch with them and learn more about that. I imagine there's some roofers out there never even considered this. So you contractors out there, let's present to the client something you know that they can maybe a whole new revenue stream for you, maybe a whole new way of thinking now. Best Buy Metals with the metal shingles, the low maintenance cost of metal roofs, the lifetime warranty. It could help you as well. So all contractors out there, if you have not been a client with Best Buy Metals, if you don't know anything about them, they'd love to work with you. Go by Wade Hampton Boulevard or go to the website, check it out. It's bestbuymetalroofing.com.
At Lake Huey Ford and Lake Huey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount.
The better building experience and the different delivery methods. They don't think that they don't work with architects. That's something that's a misconception about these good folks. So if you're in the middle of a project, they could come in and help save projects at times. And if you already hired your architect, they work with all kinds of architects all day, every day. The design build works, but hey, if you already got that, then they can work with your architect. So a little misconception there. Another one is that they won't take small jobs. Yeah, they do small jobs all the time. Think about our great friends at Trail. If they can't help you out, they'll find someone who can. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. You want to know the average house. We're talking about the Hamptons off the end of Long Island. And the Hamptons, the average price of a home in the Hamptons is $3.7
million. Whew.
The median sale price is $2.3 million. Going over the Hampton Bays, it's 14. No, I'm sorry. The enclaves are Wainscot or Sega Pocknick. $14 million is the average price.
Oh.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah. Whoo! It's out there, man. It's out there. So, just from a golf standpoint, the Long Island has like 20 of the best 200 golf courses in the world on Long Island.
Which is so interesting to me.
Yeah. And Long Island, I've been to Long Island. I've not been out to the Hamptons. But that's a long way. Like, it takes you, let's see here, Southampton to Manhattan. And you would do it by train. But let's say you were going to drive, all right?
I'm going to guess 3 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours. Right,
2 hours. Yeah, 90 miles. 2 hours. But traffic could be 3. So it's a long island. And scores, you just saw your first shot, Ashby.
I did.
Of a ball hit, was it, I don't know who hit it coming in.
All I know is carnage.
Carnage is a great word. So I think it was from that first group in Nichols, Montgomery, or Surratt. And he hits the ball, and it hits on, lands on the green, but it sucks back because it's probably into the wind there. And it rolls 40 yards back down the fairway. We'll see a
lot of
that.
He thought he hit it great.
He hit it pin high. He just spun it too much. You got to control your spin, man. This is going to be a it's going to be a great day to follow golf, no doubt about that. I sent you two videos. The first, and these are fans of the Congo. The first is of a man that should be more clothed, but he's excited.
Let me kind of set the scene
okay.
for you guys on this.
All right.
This guy is, he's got on some
shorts.
Is he
four bills?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got on some shorts and then has kind of a Congo flag wrapped around
right.
his midsection.
Got I was Congo hoping hat, he had shorts on underneath there.
And he is just breaking it down, y'all. Right. Just breaking it down. Obsessed with him. The next video you sent me is another Congo fan who was just standing like a statue with his arm up like he's waving. And you said he does it for the whole game?
He does it for the entire game. He doesn't move.
Wow.
For the entire game. Everybody else is dancing around him. He's got on red pants. He's got on a yellow blazer, a shirt and a tie. And you think he's a statue, but he's a human. This is how superstitious I guess he is. I would do this when my team was playing. I'd be on the floor in front of the TV set, and when we had the old freestanding TV sets, mm-hmm. on the ground models. And wherever position I was in when my team was doing good, I would freeze in that position. So there's
Can't
one
move.
Time there's one time I had both my big toes hooked underneath the TV, this little panel of the TV, and I had to stay that way for the entire second half of a game.
Mickey, did they win?
Of course they won because of me.
Was this the Yankees? Was this the
I think it's Clemson football.
I believe so.
Like they're on the road somewhere. I think that's the case. But yeah, I did it and found out that, you know, as long as I'm doing this, they keep getting first downs moving the ball, I'm not moving. We were in the Cajun Cafe one time. And I pulled a 10-cup deal. So the Tigers were down going to the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody in the Cajun Cafe, everybody, take out whatever's in your right pocket, put it in your left. Whatever's in your left pocket, put it in your right. Tigers came back and won. Try, and then I tried the next three times we're down in the ninth and didn't win. But you got to try as a fan, man. You got to get a rally hat. You got to do whatever. This guy's just still, man.
Do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
If that's standing like a statue,
yeah,
that's great. I've been seeing all these tweets that are like, man, America should have, we should have friends more over more often, or we should host summer camp more often, which is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Feels like a big reunion.
I love it. Summer camp.
Summer camp.
Have the relatives
in the
over.
U.S.
Have the friends over. Yes, yes. So that's going to be more and more fun coming because we're only a third of the way through the everybody playing stage. So that's good. All right, let me get the Jack Leggett stuff. Jack Leggett, Ring of Honor now at Clemson. He's going to be honored during a home game this year. It's a formal introduction at Doug Kingsmore next year. It's the highest honor bestowed to someone in Clemson athletics. Jack Leggett has head coach here from 94 to 2015. Led the Tigers to the NCAA tournament 21 of his 22 years. 6 trips to College World Series. 3 appearances in the final 4 of those. Inducted to the American Baseball Coaches Association's Hall of Fame in 2014. He joins Larry Pinley, my good friend, as the only coaches to serve at Clemson to be inducted in the National Sports Hall of Fame while still serving as Clemson's head coaches. And the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame in 2020, the State of South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame in 2024. So his number 7 is retired by the Clemson Baseball Program in 23. And, you know, the numbers were phenomenal. So, took Clemson baseball to the Final Four in the College World Series, which is what we saw it like last night. And most College World Series wins, 8 for a Clemson coach. Just a ACC Coach of the Year in 94, 95, and 2006. So, finished in 7 seasons, took his team to a final top 10 ranking. In 16 seasons, top 25 ranking. So, Jack Leggett to the Ring of Honor. Good stuff there. North Carolina wins last night, yesterday afternoon, in case you didn't see it. It was the Tar Heels that pretty much put this thing to bed early with they're 2-1 going in the third, put up a crooked spot number. They're 3-3 and 3-4, and it was over then. With that pitching staff, 8-1, it was over. They go on to cruise 12-7 and eliminate West Virginia. And then last night, I mean, Georgia's bats just went dead in the series. And coming into it, part of it, I mean, this has to be a little bit of a Foley Field thing too. But Georgia had six hits last night and only four runs. Got beat by Oklahoma 11-4. And for a team that scored, you know, that many runs all year long to come and basically lay an egg offensively. I mean, who would have thought it was Georgia's defense and pitching that was the story in Oklahoma to get into the Final Four. But like in the Super Regionals, they scored 24 runs in two games. In Omaha, they scored 16 runs in four games. Scored four runs a game. So the offense just went absolutely dead. I think a little bit has to do with Foley Field. But Georgia, great year for Wes Johnson and Georgia. But I would have thought if Georgia would have got beaten, I would have thought that the pitching staff wouldn't give up one run, four runs, no runs, that's five. And last night, so 16 runs, scored 16 against, but 11 of them last night. Oklahoma, on the other hand, is the hottest team in the country. You talk about getting hot at the right time. Oklahoma, in its last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, in its last seven games, beat the number 2 seed Georgia Tech 15-8 and 8-7, beat the number 15 seed Kansas 8-1 and 13-2, beat the 7 seed Alabama 9-0, and beat the 3rd seed Georgia 4-3 and 11-4. It's an amazing run. They have not lost since they lost to Georgia Tech back on May the 30th. And since that point in time, they're 8-0 on this 8-0 run right now and doing it with great pitching. So far in Omaha, they've given up 7 runs and have outscored their opponent right now 24-7. And then great offense and defense out in Kansas, 8-1 and 13-2. And then obviously great offense at Georgia Tech. So, man, bottom line is Oklahoma's playing phenomenal baseball right now. North Carolina will be favorites. Let me make sure I'm right by saying this. I don't know if we have odds out yet. In game one, no lines yet. No odds yet for that. But North Carolina will be the favorite coming in as they are the national 5 seed. But Oklahoma's taken down the 2 and 3 so far. 2, 3, and 7 so far. So we'll see with that. Early U.S. Open as we make way here. We have our... We don't have our first scores as of yet. Foggy, by the way, rainy or drizzly and windy out in Southampton. We'll talk later in our third hour to Braves fans. All right? Braves have been on a little bit of a struggle bus lately. It's time to get off the struggle bus. So a little bit of it is, you know, Strider's hurt now, Cunha's hurt now. But the Braves lost the White Sox series 2-0. They got rained out in game 3 there. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets, and this San Francisco series, they've lost the first two games of it. And they're losing it on both ends. The Braves aren't scoring runs. In this losing streak now of losing 6 of the last 7, the Braves have scored 5, 1, 6, 11, 14, 15, 16, 17. They scored 22 runs over the last 7 games, a little more than 3 runs a game. Meanwhile, the pitching staff's falling apart. They've given up 15, 16, let me see here, 24. They've given up 38 runs in this last 7 games. So, remember the Braves were so good in run differential? Well, that number's falling now. Still plus 100, but that number's falling like crazy now. And the Phillies are playing a little better baseball. So the Braves have to get things going a little bit. Before the All-Star break, let me go and give you this, what it looks like, see if the Braves can kind of get out of this a little bit. So you have San Francisco tonight. We'll have that game here. Final of that series. Milwaukee at home for 3, at San Diego, at San Francisco, St. Louis, then New York, the Mets, that is, for 4, at Pittsburgh and at St. Louis. So need to get things turned around a little bit and get healthy a little bit. Still a big lead now. Let's don't confuse this. The Braves still a 6.5 game lead. As a matter of fact, the only news to come out of that is now they don't have the biggest lead in baseball. They don't have the best record in baseball anymore. Don't have the biggest lead in baseball anymore. don't have the biggest run differential in baseball anymore. But still, exact opposite of last year. Remember, the Braves got off to a terrible start last year and kind of came on. This year they got off to a great start, but then kind of went the other way. So we'll talk about that. And then the other big news yesterday was World Cup-wise. And Kane looked great for England. England gets off to a good start. Ronaldo looks terrible for Portugal. And they get off to a bad start at the top of the Congo. Ghana beats Panama. Ghana has not played very well coming in. And then Colombia takes care of Uzbekistan. And Austria takes care of Jordan. So if you're looking at the standings now, everybody's played a game. And I would say through the first game stuff, Mexico, United States, Germany, France, Spain. Spain still will be a factor moving up. England. So you know, those are kind of like the top eight or so storylines from the first from the first week. We got a couple of great guests coming up. Former Clemson golfer and PGA Tour caddy Luke Hopkins is going to have a couple of segments. If you have a question about the PGA Tour, text that in. And then Jim Anthony will join us. Busy hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We all.